There's always something new going on at the Indie Fringe Basile Theater, Jay. And for the next three weekends, people can get a look at Indie Fringe's resident theater company, the Wisdom Tooth Theater Project. And joining us live in studio this afternoon are the producing artistic director and the artistic director, Mr. Ron Johnstone. Welcome, Ron.
Hey, hi.
And Amy Hayes.
Hi.
Well, let's start with being the resident theater company at the Indie Fringe Basile Theater. This is something very new for Indie Fringe. Mm-hmm. We've always been known as a place for a lot of actors, companies to come in, stage their play, practice their play, and leave and move on. But this is wonderful to have a resident theater company there.
Yeah, well, you know, I came to Indianapolis about 20 years ago. When I came 20 years ago, there was, of course, there was the IRT and there was the Phoenix and there were these upper level equity houses. And then you had to kind of go to the other end of the scale and there wasn't really anything in between. And so as I started working as a college professor, I noticed that we would be graduating students and they really didn't have anywhere to work on their craft. And so they ended up leaving the state. And so we had this kind of void, this kind of vacuum, a talent drain as opposed to a brain drain. And really in the last 5 to 8 years, we've really seen the city explode with theater companies, companies like No Exit, companies like Eclectic Pond, that are really putting in more tiers for people to be able to stay here and work and get their feet under them. A lot of grad schools, they don't want to accept people straight under undergraduate. They want to see that they have taken the time to do the work. Frankly, they're dedicated to a very hard way of life. So I like to see us fitting into that tier. Hopefully we can provide a place to give actors a place to do work, to be able to work on themselves, to work on their craft, and also a place to do good theater. And a resident theater company seemed like a good place to do, you know, because No Exit is about doing site-specific work.
Exactly. That's a big part of what they perform and where they perform it. And as a former educator yourself, Ron and Amy, you are continuing as educator at DePaul University. This is an important tool to have to offer students too, as well, the ability to stay in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. And because Ron and Kelly and I have had such a career teaching, in addition to developing our own craft as actors and directors, we are committed with Wisdom Tooth to doing actor training, and more companies in town are now offering actor training in classes, but that's part of who we are and what we want to do as well.
And for the next three weekends, which is another wonderful long run, so no excuses out there, people. Come support local theater. The last days of Judas Iscariot, how appropriate for this time of year.
Yeah,
as well.
So. Appropriate or cheeky, I'm not sure.
Well, it sounds like it's a little bit of both. This was an off-Broadway play that you've been wanting to produce and show for quite a while.
It was started, Stephen Gurgis is the playwright, not any of us. He's your classic disgruntled Catholic that's a little peeved at the Catholic Church but can't get away from the idea that there's a God who is haunting him, a God who loves him. And so his play reflects that. He's done other works. You can just tell by the title, Jesus Hopped the A Train, Our Lady of 127th Street. He's got a little thing that he kind of goes at. And one of the things that really appeals about this play to me is the level of honesty it gives religion and faith. I don't want to badmouth Stephen Schwartz, but I'm about to. You know, Godspell is a wonderful, it's a gem of the American musical theater, but I always personally have wondered if a musical comedy review is the appropriate genre for the Passion and Death of Christ. And I always think at the end of that, when they go to crucify him, I think, why are they going to hurt this street busker, that poor little street busker? But who we forget is this Jesus of Nazareth, whoever we want to call him, shocked and aggravated and challenged enough people that the Sanhedrin wanted him stoned and the Romans wanted him executed for sedition. So sometimes I wonder when we do pretty musicals about Jesus if in a way we aren't blaspheming ourselves.
Well, and this play is about Judas on trial.
Right? Yes.
And for me, the play is more than anything about grace, and that if grace is real, then it's for everybody and nobody's beyond redemption. I heard a great quote one time from Bishop Kate, the Diocese of Indianapolis, the Episcopal Church, And she said this thing, and it stuck with me for 10 years. She said, wherever grace is spent, it is squandered. And for me, that's what the play is, that there's really nobody who's beyond it. And sort of whether you like it or not, you're going to be shown grace.
Well, tell us a little bit about the actors in the production.
Oh, man, it's a really good cast.
Yeah, it's a very strong cast of, again, the non-equity people, the people that are working their way up the ladder. You know, in Gurdjieff's original production, he brought on a not unlettered Jesuit priest named James Michaels as the theological advisor. And the cast, he actually wrote a book about it, but called A Jesuit Off Broadway. And the cast had quite both an artistic and a spiritual journey of their own. And the play itself is actually theologically quite savvy. And I think our cast has had a very similar journey. People come to the piece from all kinds of backgrounds, from having a faith-based background, as Amy and I have, to having a more atheistic background. And
but they're
the play.
Having an experience
yes.
with this play.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And will there be an opportunity for interaction with the actors for the audience as well?
Yeah, this first Saturday there's a talk back, and we'll actually probably have a talk back every Saturday.
Every weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It closes on Holy Saturday.
Which, appropriately so.
Yeah. We resisted having a matinee on Easter. But yeah, there'll be a chance to talk to the cast. And they're, like Ron said, they're from all over the place in terms of their own walks and their own belief. What I like about the play, what I wasn't sure I liked about the play at first, and what I have come to really like about the play, is it just doesn't pull any punches. And it's crass, it's crude, it's vulgar sometimes, but it's very funny sometimes. It almost feels like a vaudeville play. It's a courtroom drama / vaudeville comedy in purgatory. And
who can resist that?
I know.
Vaudeville in purgatory. Who can resist?
Well, you'll have the opportunity to see The Last Days of Judas Iscariot coming up this weekend, the following weekend, and the weekend after at the Indie Fringe Basile Theater, not the Indie 11 Theater. We now have two theaters.
Yay.
Right there on the corner of Mass College and St. Clair. There are still some tickets available. You can go to indiefringe.org to buy those tickets and learn more about the show. Welcome. We're so happy to have you as the resident theater company there. Break a leg and onward for the Wisdom Tooth Theater Project. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you so much.